What a privilege it is for me to welcome each of you families to these holy and consecrated grounds. I'm sure the patroness of the Catholic Corps Women's Community, St. Kateri Tekakwitha, the Lily of the Mohawks, and the first Native American saint, would have been right at home here at Holy Family Park and throughout this beautiful Catholic family land reservation. At age 19, when the Jesuit missionaries arrived at her village in New York State, she was deeply touched by the gospel and was baptized. But then she was mocked and harassed because of her faith. And then ultimately she walked a 200-mile journey to an Indian village near Montreal, where she spent her days in prayer and service to the poor and sick in the families in her little village. Disease took her life at the age of 24. St. Kateri, like her, each of you has made a great sacrifice to journey here, to spend a week in the Christian village known as Catholic Family Land. We, the entire staff here at Catholic Family Land, have been praying for your safe travel, for your family to experience a week set apart just for family fun, fellowship, and spiritual renewal through the outpouring of God's bountiful grace. Our prayers were not just offered for you as a collective group, but yesterday the whole staff met to pray for each individual family attending this fest, lifting your family name up to the Lord in prayer. During this Holy Family Fest, we are gathered together at a very historical moment in the 43-year history of the Apostolate for Family Consecration. Our most beloved co-founder, Jerome Francis Conacher, passed through the veil between this life and the life beyond on July 4th. This past Thursday, on July 12th, over 400 people were able to be present at the celebration of his funeral liturgy within the sacrifice of the Mass. It was a time of Gaudium et Spes, the first words of Vatican II's pastoral constitution on the church in the modern world, promulgated by Pope Paul VI. We read in those first words, "The joy and hope, the grief and anguish of the men of our time, the joy and hope, the grief and anguish of the followers of Jesus Christ." The joy and the hope of knowing he is entering his eternal reward, joining his dear wife Gwen after his persevering 16 long years after her death, and becoming an intercessor now in union with the communion of saints. Jerome Conacher can now do much more to help save souls than he could in his lifelong labors of love, sacrifice, and prayers leading up to his meeting with the Lord on July 4th, 2018. Jerry was truly a freedom fighter for souls. The grief and the sorrows, of course, center around the reality that death does bring finality to our temporal reunion and interaction with our dear founder, Jerry. But there is joy and hope even in the midst of that sorrow, as we have the great grace to feel his continuing presence in his 12 children, 75 grandchildren, and 11 great-grandchildren, and certainly still counting, as well as in his spiritual sons and daughters, the members of the Catholic Corps, and in each of us, his apostolate family. We are blessed to be able to experience his legacy and enduring presence through the extensive media library that the Apostolate for Family Consecration possesses, as well as his published works and this beautiful place, Catholic Family Land, the name he and his dear wife named as the goal of their joint missionary effort to build up a place set apart for families to come and enjoy God's beautiful gifts of nature while enjoying God's great sacramental gifts of mercy and love within the fellowship of a vibrant Catholic Christian community. Yes, these are holy grounds, originally consecrated as a seminary for the Diocese of Steubenville. And the grace is still here for you, all of us. Planted by whom? Mary, the star of the new evangelization. And speaking of grace, let us review the apostolate's 4 points. After all, being the bus driver, I might ask some of you these 4 points before you can ride on Saina Elena is Express, that blue bus sitting over there. Okay, here goes. What is the first point? Oh, that's wonderful. That was great. One more time. Sin. Sin is the cause of all unhappiness. And what's the second point? Grace won by whom? Jesus Christ. Yes. And the third point? Holiness of life and prayer. And that fourth point is consecration. Thank you very much. Consecration. Consecration of our families to Jesus through Mary. Well, that was great. It was a good review for all of you alumni families of the key points of the Fatima message. That was also a nice little kickoff for all of you new families. Raise your hand out there if you're a new family. Wow, we are so grateful to have you. Let's give them a hand of welcome. It's so good to have you here with us. What a grace for us to have you and to get to meet you and to consider ourselves part of your family and you part of ours. Well, maybe one of the things we should do is bring us all up to date. Last year, we asked ourselves this question. Imagine where you would be today, right now, if the Conacher family hadn't remained in Fatima for 2 years, where they learned the Fatima message. It's safe to conclude, in my mind, that we wouldn't be here on these holy grounds. Imagine where we would be today if the Conacher family hadn't learned to believe the Fatima message, hadn't returned to the United States of America to live, hadn't the courage to spread the Fatima message of our dear Blessed Mother by founding the Apostolate for Family Consecration, a mission conceived in Fatima and born in America. And not just born in America, but now built in America, represented by the Holy Family of Fatima prayer site that you passed as you entered onto these holy grounds. A Mariologist, while being interviewed last year, shared that the 100th anniversary of Fatima is not the end for us. For us, it is the beginning. He continued, it especially becomes a new beginning for us when we respond to Jesus and His Blessed Mother's first Saturday requests. And remember, along with that request, she gave us a very, very strong promise, didn't she? To be with us all at the hour of our death with all the graces necessary for salvation. And what was that second point? Grace. Grace. Grace won by Jesus Christ. What a gift. Blessed Pope Paul VI, who will be canonized this year, was the first pope to visit Fatima, the Fatima Shrine. And he did it on May 13th in 1967 in celebration of the 50th anniversary of the apparitions and the 25th anniversary of the consecration of the world to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And on that date, he also issued an apostolic exhortation, Signum Magnum, the great sign, urging all members of the church to renew personally their consecration to the Immaculate Heart of the Mother of the church. What was that fourth point? Consecration. In 1964, when blessed Pope Paul VI renewed the consecration of the world to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, he sent a golden rose to Fatima as a sign of his devotion. And at the close of the Second Vatican Council, he formally declared Mary as Mother of the Church and invited Catholics to invoke Mary's help under that title. How appropriate that a year after Pope Francis personally presented his golden rose at Fatima during the 100th anniversary, that he would establish a universal feast day to the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of the Church, to be celebrated on the Monday after Pentecost. Sister Angela de Fatima, postulator for the saints Jacinta and Francesco Marto, and currently the postulator for the third visionary, Sister Lucia de Jesus dos Santos, shared that learning and living and spreading the message of Fatima is a gift and a great privilege. As we heard from the Mariologist, Fatima's message has not ended. Fatima's message is just beginning in you and me. And through us, it will continue to be beginning in others. Recalling the scripture from the second letter of Peter, quote, "Do not ignore this one fact, that with the Lord, one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like one day." It is still today for Fatima's message. But the challenge? While you are here on this Holy Family Fest, take the opportunity to visit the crypt of our founders and offer a prayer for them and request their intercession for the needs that you carry in your heart. And in tomorrow night, while praying at the Holy Family of Fatima prayer site, remember that sharing the message of God's great love is both a gift and a privilege. Ask the Holy Family to help you become fruitful evangelists, beginning with your own family. And then follow the example of Mary and say, "Lord, may it be done to me according to your word." And then carry the light of Christ into the world.